This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa la 'udwana illa 'alal zalimin wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheera. One of the most interesting groups of people in the Quran to me are the magicians of Fir'aun. We don't know their names, but just like we spent some time with the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam and their curious situation, I want us to look at this group of people and their curious situation. Now, with this juz, we move on from Surah Taha to Al-Anbiya and Al-Hajj, where we get to some, you know, somewhat of the story of Musa alayhi salam as well. But we saw what happened, or we were listening to Ibrahim alayhi salam and the response to Ibrahim alayhi salam when he took all of the idols out and he left Kabiruhum. He just left the biggest one. And when they came back and they didn't have an answer to what Ibrahim alayhi salam said, it must have been the big one that took out all the rest of them. What did they say? Harriquhu wansuru alihatakum. Let's throw him into a fire and support our gods. Let's get rid of him. Let's execute him. So the big idol took out the small idols, but in reality, of course, it was Ibrahim alayhi salam showing them that all of their idols are meaningless. In the case of Fir'aun and the magicians of Fir'aun, Sheikh Yasir Birjas alluded to the way that they really didn't know much about the message of Musa alayhi salam, to the point that we know that when they believed, they just said, we believe in the Lord of Musa alayhi salam and Harun. Whoever his God is, that's our God too. We know that that's our God. But briefly, of course, we know that the scene was set for this group of magicians. And these were not just any sahara. These were not just any magicians, right? To be amongst this group of magicians that get to perform in the presence of the Pharaoh, in front of Moses, in front of Musa alayhi salam, to once and for all discredit him, you have to be the top of your craft, right? So you think about the best magicians of the time, and each of them were vying for what? When you get to that point where you're the best magicians in town, right? What are you vying for? More money, larger performances, and more access to power, right? If you think about the mindset of those people as they went in there, they wanted more money. It's good to have more people in front of us to perform in front of, and more access to power. So what did they want with Fir'aun? They wanted to be closer to Fir'aun, get more money, bigger audiences. That's the meaning of their life. That's what they live their lives for. That's their purpose. Now in that moment, we know that they throw their staffs forward. They turn into an optical illusion. Allah tells Musa alayhi salam to throw your staff and it becomes an actual living, breathing python that eats all of them. Does away with that all. So this is not the big idol crushing the small idols. This is a real snake. A real python that they know is not an optical illusion because they know their magic. They know their sorcery. That is not what we do. That's a miracle. There's a difference between our magic and that miracle. That's a mu'jiza, not our magic. And so they immediately believed as that big snake eats all of their illusions away. And then they immediately become believers. Now, this is a very curious situation. Because not only did they become believers in the moment, what did Fir'aun tell them I'm going to do to you? He said, I'm going to cut off your arms. I'm going to cut off your legs. And you know, tyrants, when they make an example out of someone, you know what they do to their body parts, right? I'm going to really, really make you look bad. I'm going to mutilate you. Take your body, crucify you in front of the public. I'm going to humiliate you. Wait to see the torture that I'm going to put you all through. At that moment, subhanAllah, how much yaqeen, certainty did they have, right? What did they say? Go ahead. And they said, Inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. We are already in our return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyway. We're returning to our Lord anyway. Now, by the way, when someone passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we return. Do we ever say munqalibun? It means pretty much the same thing. Do we ever say that? Are you sure? Think about, do you ever say that we are munqalibun? Somebody, you broke your fast already. You can't use the we haven't eaten excuse. Has anyone here ever traveled before? Yeah, so what do you say when you travel? Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. You glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say that we are returning to our Lord. Munqalibun. Munqalibun, the scholars say, is a stronger version than raji'un. Raji'un is how we settle ourselves when we say that, you know, what was in this world was not meant to be in this world. It returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munqalibun means that we are in this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final resting place that we're looking for anyway is with Him. So when you go out on a journey, you know what? Ya Allah, you provided us the means. And if we reach this destination in this life or not, the real destination we're seeking is the destination with you, the destination of your pleasure. How do these people all of a sudden have all of this faith? Where did that come from? In a matter of moments, where they're saying, you know what, Fir'aun, go ahead. Just a few moments ago, you were asking him, hey, can we be your cronies? Can we be near you? Can we be close to you? Now you're saying, mutilate us, crucify us, it doesn't matter, we're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyway, and that's the journey that we are seeking. The curious case that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has this reflection. He said, subhanallah, asbahu sahara wa amsu shuhada. Is there any group of people like these people? They woke up, they in the morning, they were the magicians of the Pharaoh. In the evening, they are martyrs for Allah. Who are these people? And you know, moments, subhanAllah, they flipped. They went from the worst of people to the best of people. What does Fir'aun do to them? Fir'aun takes them, and indeed he cuts them up into pieces, and he crucifies them along the Nile. So if you're looking at the Nile River, Fir'aun indeed made an example out of them, right? He crucified them, and their bodies were all across the Nile so that the other people could see and that the fear of Pharaoh, the fear of Fir'aun, could continue to overcome their hearts. There are so many reflections that I'd like to share, inshallah ta'ala, but I'll just share a few. One of them, by the way, is that Surah Taha, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Muslim through Surah Taha. The morning that Umar radiallahu anhu went out, he was the reason why the Muslims were hiding, right? The morning he went out, he was the worst of people. The reason why the Muslims, one of the main reasons why the Muslims were hiding away from the public because Umar radiallahu anhu was a big tyrant who not only was willing to kill Muslims, but was willing to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. By the evening, and remember what they said about Umar radiallahu anhu, they said, the donkey of Al-Khattab will become Muslim before Umar. But Allah changed his heart. And he became the reason why the Muslims were able to come out and proclaim their Islam proudly. So the Muslims were hiding in a home, but because of Umar radiallahu anhu reading Surah Taha, they came out and they proudly declared their Islam without any issues, without any fear whatsoever. These people were the opponents of the Prophet of Allah standing for a tyrant, and now they were the reason why a tyrant was being discredited and instead standing for the Prophet of Allah and ultimately to be martyred for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way Allah used them as a means in that moment. But beyond that, there's something else that the ulama reflect on, by the way. Why is it that the Sahara of Fir'aun, their hearts were so soft that they immediately were willing to receive revelation, to absorb revelation, and they no longer had any fear? You know why? They realized that their entire purpose in life was a fraud. It wasn't just the snakes that turned out to be a fraud. Imagine you've worked your entire life in batil, in falsehood. Your entire life you were trying to rise for money and you realize it doesn't mean anything. Bigger audience and you realize the audience doesn't mean anything. And closeness to power and you realize that that power is false too. Allah shattered their own pursuits. It wasn't just that the snake consumed their illusions. It's that the illusion of life became clear to them as well. This whole pursuit of ours was nothing. Who cares? Everything became insignificant to them at that moment when they realized they were living a lie. And that's why you see sometimes, as Fudayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he says that keep the company, the close company of the repenters, because they have the most tender hearts. Someone that lived their lives away from Allah and then Allah changes their heart, their hearts are so tender. He said, keep the company of those people because Allah shattered. It's like they already got there. They already got everything that you could want from this dunya. You know what? Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We're going back to Allah anyway. That's really the only place that we care about at this point. Also, subhanAllah, we were talking about your eyes with miracles. Their bodies being crucified and hanging out there was just as much of an illusion as those snakes that they were once casting. Why? Because what happens to the shaheed? What happens to the martyr? As soon as they are struck, they see their place in Jannah. Their souls were already enjoying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving to them. These people went from trying to get closeness to the Fir'aun to now having their souls in the bodies of birds, going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the presence of Ar-Rahman, attaining the highest reward that you could possibly attain. And in that, by the way, is not just the illusion of, there's so many illusions here, right? What is real, what is haqq versus what is batil, what is truth and what is falsehood. The illusions of their bodies crucified, the illusions of the snakes, the illusions of their pursuits, the illusions of power, all of these illusions gone out the window, and the only thing they're now focused on is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in that also, by the way, dear brothers and sisters, is hope. Hope, right? That these people, we don't know their names, we don't honor them, you know, we don't memorialize them. As far as the dunya is concerned, they left this world crucified. But hope, subhanAllah, the repentance of these people, in that moment, you never know. And by the way, there was someone like that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and I'll end with this, interesting man. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, shall I tell you about a person who entered Jannah as a martyr? He was a shaheed, and he never even prayed a single salah. You imagine that? He never prayed a prayer, he never fasted a day of Ramadan, but he was a shaheed. And it was a man by the name of Usayrim, who came to the Prophet ﷺ right before the battle and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready now. He was holding back his Islam all this time. His faith came to him right before the battle. He fought in the battle and he died. He was a shaheed and he never prayed a salah. SubhanAllah. You don't know where you're going to change. And that's why, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. And the most famous dua of the Prophet ﷺ, Ya مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ. O turner of hearts, just like our lives are turbulation, O turner of hearts, ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ. Make my heart firm on your path, so that our last moments are like the last moments of those magicians of Fir'aun who became martyrs for Allah, not like their first moments, so that we are not the people who wake up as believers and leave the world, go to sleep as disbelievers, but we are people whose hearts are firm upon faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who witness the truth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us and whose hearts remain attached to that truth and are never misled by the illusions of this world. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.